Praised be Jesus and Mary. This gospel is very appropriate for today. As Zacchaeus was so generous with the poor and sacrificing material goods for the sake of God and his salvation, the sister of St. Clare did likewise. When Clare received the veil in 1212, she left behind her at home a 14-year-old sister named Agnes. And in answer to Clare's prayers and inspired by God, Agnes left home only 16 days after her sister's departure, and she came to the same convent where Clare was staying. And their enraged father hurried to the convent in company with several relatives, and he used force to remove her and was in the act of dragging her along by her hair when Agnes suddenly became fixed to the spot. And the united efforts of the entire group were unable to move her. And in a burst of anger, her uncle drew his sword to beat her. But he was seized with a violent pain in his arm. And the sword dropped from his hand. And overcome with fear, he and the rest of the group fled. And of course, Agnes was overjoyed and returned to her sister Clare. And St. Francis then led the two of them to the convent of St. Damien, where he gave the habit to Agnes as well. And now she endeavored to imitate her saintly sister in everything and devoted all her spare time to prayer and contemplation. She lived a very austere life, partaking only of bread and water and wearing a coarse garb for the rest of her life. And St. Francis soon recognized the virtue hidden in this privileged soul. So when a new convent of poor Clares was to be founded at Florence in 1221, St. Francis sent Agnes, despite her youth, to act as superior there. Later, he sent her also to Mantua and to several other cities in northern Italy to establish additional houses of the order. And wherever she went, she edified everyone by her holy life, and many devout young women renounced the world in order to consecrate themselves to God under her direction. And she had the gift of infusing this Franciscan spirit into them, both by her word and her example. And she was favored with many graces from God. In the great fervor of her devotion, she was often raised above the earth, and once our Lord appeared to her in the form of an infant. And from Holy Thursday into Holy Saturday, she was once so wrapped in contemplation of the sufferings of Christ that she was under the impression that she'd only spent an hour in this mystical state. When St. Clare was about to die, she sent for Agnes to assist her in her final days. And in her last moments, St. Clare addressed her sister in these words, "My beloved sister, it is the will of God that I go. But be comforted. You will soon come and rejoin me with our Lord. 3 months later, Agnes followed her sister to eternity. And it was on November 16th, 1253. And her body rests in Assisi in a side chapel of the Church of St. Clair. And there are numerous miracles occurred at her tomb. And Pope Benedict the 14th canonized her in 1753. And on the Feast of St. Agnes, Holy Mother Church has us pray for the seraphic or Franciscan spirit, which consists in the of a heart that seeks and sees God in all things and is bent on spending itself for his honor and using all things to glorify him. And the seraphic spirit takes its name from the seraphim, who are always on fire with the love of God. This love of God is recognizable in all the saints of the Franciscan order, and for this reason, the order itself is spoken of as the seraphic order. So let us pray for this seraphic spirit and do our best that it may not be weakened or stifled in us.